name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, is the feast of Holy Pentecost, the feast of the Holy Trinity. As we hear in the Acts of the Apostles today, following his ascension, where Christ fulfilled his promise and sent the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit appears to Christ's followers as tongues of fire. It is extremely significant that on that day of Pentecost, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit should take the form of tongues, and that the first results of the disciples' baptism in the Holy Spirit should be the ability to speak in languages other than their own. It affirms the universal character of the church, the universal character of Christ's mission, one which was wrought for all nations, resulting in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the church's hymnography for the feast sings of Pentecost as a reversal of that which took place at the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis. At Babel, a false unity established out of pride and power led to a scattering of all men and confusion among all the citizens of the earth. Diverse tongues in this case becomes indicative of divisions, man's inability to understand God, his fellow man, and creation. On Pentecost, however, those same diverse tongues of the divine spirit become a sign and source for unity, a profound unity established through love for Christ that can only be granted by God himself. What Pentecost tells us, what the tongues of fire tells us, is not just about human language. It is a revelation to the world of a deeper grammar, one that runs beneath the tongue and the ear, beneath syntax and vocabulary. The miracle of Pentecost is not that the apostles suddenly mastered Persian or Libyan or Pamphylian. The miracle is that the Holy Spirit opens a channel of communication that no human translator then or now could ever engineer. The grammar of the gospel, the only grammar of the Holy Spirit teaches, is the language of the heart. It is the one language that is genuinely universal, the one language that is orthodox. It is understood by and meant for every people, every culture, and every age. And it is the only language that can heal a world fractured by noise. It's not the language of commerce or contract. It's not the language of power or self-promotion. It's the language of the Holy Spirit, tender, vulnerable, patient, restorative. It is a poem about God whose first instinct in the face of our brokenness and our fallenness is not to dominate, but to bathe, to soften, to warm, to mend. Here is the heart of Pentecost. The risen one does not return from the grave to settle scores or exact vengeance. He returns to breathe. Christ breathed on his disciples just as he breathed life into Adam, and he commissions them with the language of forgiveness. And what is the credential of the one who speaks this language? Wounds. Glorified wounds, yes, but still visible. Pentecost reminds us that the Holy Spirit is poured out not through invulnerable apostles, but through wounded ones who have learned in the school of the crucified one to speak the only grammar that the world has ever needed. And immediately following this account today in St. Luke's a book of Acts today, 3,000 people were baptized. And here we begin to understand what Christ meant when he told his disciples that they would become fishers of men and that their nets would break. And we hear the hymnography today for the triparion of the feast. Blessed art thou, O Christ, our God, who has shown forth the fishermen as supremely wise by sending down upon them the Holy Spirit, and through them didst draw the world into thy net. O befriender of man, glory be to thee. Here we see another fruit of Pentecost. We traditionally call today this great feast the birthday of the church. The image is indeed poetry, but it's also exact. For a birth is not the engineering of a product, it's the labor and surprise of a new life coming into the world, a life that bears the features of its parent. And since Pentecost, for 2,000 years, Orthodox, martyrs, confessors, fathers, mothers, and children have spoken and continue to speak this language of the risen Lord, breathing peace into fractured rooms and fractured hearts, bearing wounds without shame, forgiving instead of avenging, warming what is cold and bending what is rigid. In the life of the church, this is where Pentecost is not just a memory, but an eternal event. Saint Arseny Boka was an Orthodox priest who was arrested multiple times after the communists took over Romania after World War II. He was slandered by the Sanhedrin of his time, just as the disciples who received the tongues of fire today were also slandered by the Sanhedrin of their time. Saint Arseny was arrested and imprisoned multiple times. In those dark and underground prisons, he and the Orthodox prisoners with him would huddle together in the freezing cold, and they would pray. They would pray and they would chant, whispering so that the guards could not hear. Shivering and starving, they were granted warmth and peace and freedom by the descent of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost in prison. Near the end of his life, after years in different dungeons and prisons, Father Arseny wrote beautifully about what the Holy Spirit means in the life of the church. When the Holy Spirit descends, he says, human nature also steps out of the human, out of the fear, into divine serenity. The Holy Spirit, through his descent, he says, erases fear from human nature. This is how, he continues, we explain the miracle that 12 people, simple yet convinced by divine evidence, managed to overcome the Roman Empire through a revolution without weapons as had never been seen before. The disciples went to the ends of the earth, confronting all the dangers of those times and places, gaining people to the faith of Christ, not only by their life and words, but even by their death and martyrdom. Saint Arseny concludes, behold the destiny of a man clothed in the Holy Spirit. Behold what a tongue of fire and the divine presence can do. We live, brothers and sisters, in an age that is so strangely deafened to that universal language of the Holy Spirit. Ours is a culture obsessed with narcissistic transaction, where conversation becomes combat, where attention is currency, where every encounter is appraised for its leverage, and every relationship measured by its profit and return. We have become extraordinarily fluent in this language, in the dialect of self-display, and extraordinarily impoverished in this language of the Holy Spirit, in the language of the heart. And Pentecost is the Holy Spirit's quiet protest against that impoverishment. It is the Holy Spirit insisting 50 days after Pascha that the language of the risen Lord, peace, forgiveness, compassion, vulnerability, is not some optional sectarian dialect, but the very mother tongue of a redeemed humanity. May the Holy Spirit who fell upon the first disciples teach us in our own day this grammar of the heart. May the risen Lord who breathed peace and prayer into the upper room, breathe peace into the rooms of our own lives, our homes, our parishes, and our public squares. And may the church, born of fire and wind on this 50th day, never cease to labor, never cease to birth, and to never cease to bring forth the Orthodox faith that the world is so aching to hear. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.